Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So yesterday, as Lance alluded to, a video went viral. It was of Weatherford baseball. Weatherford is in Texas. Weatherford College. Where is Weatherford College?
Never in my life heard it.
I never heard of it either. But they were playing some other Texas team, TCTC. Okay. And they were up through. So the incident happened in the top of the sixth inning between Weatherford and North Central Texas College.
Can you post that for people who are listening right now? Let's get that video and let's post it from the ESPN account so you guys following along can see what John is, because John can talk about it all he wants. It's not until you see the impact.
I mean, it is.
I mean, what a hit.
So it was the top of the sixth inning. It was a one-run game, and first baseman Josh Phillips hit a go-ahead home run off Owen Woodward to put TCTC up 3-2. I believe there was a runner on, and he put him up 3-2. As Phillips rounded third base, Woodward charged his opponent and tackled him to the ground, knocking Phillips' helmet off his head. It was was more than that. He de-cleated him.
He didn't tackle him to the ground. Yeah, he struck. It was a strike.
He de-cleated him. This, you know, one safety of those hits where you're running and your feet are just, now you're parallel?
So, okay, when a wide receiver is running into the middle of the field and a safety sees... He sees the slant route from the beginning. It's one of those deep slants, and he's just like, "Oh my gosh, I've got an opportunity right now to do something." As a matter of fact, I have exactly what I will show you. I have exactly what you were talking about in a baseball sense. I have with Kyle Hamilton video.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We used to call it de-cleated. Decleating him.
That's still good when with me.
When that guy is parallel to the ground in the air and you took his head off.
I want you
to
see,
got the sound of it? Let's play the sound of it.
I want you to see this video.
Here
this
is the sound from the decleating by Weatherford pitcher Owen Woodward of Josh Phillips as he's rounding third base.
3-1 swung on towards left center field. This one's going toward the warning track at the wall. It's over the fence. It's a two-run home run to give the Lions the lead. North Central has taken the lead here in game one. Oh my! Oh, no! Oh, no! That was out of nowhere. Woodward just attacking the... Sorry, Phillips right there.
Oh, no.
And he'll step on home plate and Cal Stark with some sportsmanship going.
So, no, okay, that is a, what was that video of the kid?
What do you mean?
And boom goes the dynamite.
Oh.
And a little boom goes the dynamite to it. It is a Weatherford College broadcast.
Well,
he caught
the guy off guard. He didn't know what to say.
Well, yeah, he caught him off guard, but whoa, no, he didn't. Well, I guess it's TV, so you're actually watching it.
I tell you what.
It's not radio. You don't have to describe it.
No.
So I got to give him a little bit of a break there.
No, but He was.
And it's a Weatherford
it was
shot,
an
probably
unbelievable
student.
Unbelievable hit. But because you brought up Boom Goes the Dynamite, RJ, I want you to bring up the Boom Goes the Dynamite video, because here's the thing. We've got a group of listeners now who are going to be in their 20s, and they are going to be listening and saying, what is a Boom Goes the Dynamite? What does that mean? And enough time has passed where it was a viral sensation before we had TikTok, Twitter, any social media. This was viral from a standpoint of you would pass along to your friends, radio shows would have it.
Well, RJ's younger. Do you know what Boom Goes the Dynamite is?
You don't know? Okay, this is wow. To my point.
Right.
There's an entire generation that so many viral videos have passed. RJ, you'll appreciate this. You're in the business.
So wait a minute. Let's play Weatherford one more time. Let's play the announcer one more time.
All right.
And get the full extent, because it did have a little bit of Boom Goes the Dynamite to it. Here is the Weatherford stream of the game, and here's the announcer.
3-1 swung on towards left
He's
center field.
He's kind of tired to begin with.
This one's going toward the warning track at the wall. It's over the fence. It's a 2-run home run to give the Lions the lead. North Central has taken the lead here in game one. Oh my! Oh, no! Oh, no! That was out of nowhere.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. And listen,
that was
I've had much worse moments in my broadcast career.
That's not even near as
it's
bad as
it
goes.
It's not.
It's just the voice sounds a little bit.
Gracious. But he started out, and there's a drive, and it's a well-hit ball, and it's over the fence.
Gracious. Somebody, that was hard. They hit them. That was a big hard hit. What they did on the pitcher did a hard hit on the man.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And okay, so RJ, what I want you to do is bring up just Google Boom Goes the Dynamite, pull it up on YouTube. You'll get the full, make sure it's not someone's reaction video. Tell me when you've got it, and I want to read something first when you got it. Now, this is your first time hearing it. This is going to be other people's first time hearing it. You have heard it before? Okay, you just didn't know that it's what it was. Okay, all right, that's fine. For those of you who have never heard it, or maybe you got a son or daughter in the car, you're taking them to school or whatever, you never heard it, make sure this is famous. This is from the 2000s before we had social media. This is one of the original viral videos. Boom Goes Dynamite is a catchphrase coined by Ball State University student Brian Collins. It's popularized after a video of him delivering an ill-fated sports broadcast that included the phrase that was shared on YouTube in 2005. In the ensuing, that's when YouTube actually started, was 2005. In the ensuing years, it has become a popular phrase used to indicate a pivotal moment or mass levels of confusion. So apparently the kid, he's at Ball State. He's at the Ball State broadcast, school or whatever, and he's trying to do this sports update, and there's an issue with the not the monitor. What's it called? The
teleprompter.
The teleprompter.
Oh,
have
I've
you
had
ever
those.
Had that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I met my wife.
So you're supposed to have your script, right, in case that happens,
mm-hmm.
and you can read off the script. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're supposed to read off the script, and if when it's not there and your pages aren't in order or you haven't
you
been flipping
have
your pages,
backup.
You have your pages on your desk, and you flip them as you go through, but the teleprompter, now it's different now than it was when you had to.
Now it's also a human running
back then.
Prompter,
you used
right?
to have to slide the papers through the teleprompter, and now it's all digital, so you don't have to worry about that anymore. But there is a chance your prompter could go out still.
But it's still human running a prompter, right?
It's still human running a prompter, is right.
So
now, a lot of cases, the anchors on the desk, even in big markets, they're doing it themselves.
Okay, so is that what that button
is? No, the button
remote
is
control?
For the weatherman. He changes the pages.
No, but I'm seeing... I'm actually seeing anchors holding something in their hands,
that's
and I don't know what it is.
That is. That's the teleprompter.
That makes total sense now.
So here is...
Brian Collins,
Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
No.
Go
find the whole.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Go find the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because the sportscast is going to be so cringeworthy.
It's so bad. It's so awful. Any kid became famous. Actually, he's still in the business.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not possible.
He's still in. I think last I checked, he was still in the Brian Collins, right? Yeah, he's Boom Goes the Dynamite Kid is still in the business. And
that seems hard to believe.
I know. After that inauspicious start, Brian Collins' first thing that comes up is Boom Goes the Dynamite. That poor kid. But he, yeah, I think he still is. He's a reporter, Brian Collins.
I can't find him. He is?
Yeah. Content reporter, multimedia journalist, KSAX. I'm pretty sure. Where is Brian Collins now? He's in Waco. Today, Brian Collins remains in Waco, Texas, known as the Waco, and is known as the Waco City Buzz Examiner or examiner.com. Yeah.
How old is that?
You're reading. A 2010.
Okay.
All right.
Brian, content producer, premier content source. You're right. He's in Ohio. This is definitely him.
Okay.
It says for 11 years, he's content producer at premier content source. So I don't know what that means. But he is in the business.
He's in the business still.
Yeah. Here is Boom Goes Dynamite. We have the video. Okay. We're finding it now.
All right. We'll do it on the other side.
He's probably at a travel. We'll come back. Trying to erase them all.
We'll come back with Boom Goes Dynamite. I know. Like Les Miles got erased all of his comments about the hurricane. The
oil spill.
Oh, the oil spill, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was the worst and best things simultaneously. And somehow he had it all scrubbed off. Yeah. I can't find it anywhere.
It was.
He should be sued for that. For taking that away from us?
Yeah. It was as bad as I... What was the girl... the beauty pageant girl.
I personally believe. Well, I mean, listen.
It was as bad as
that. We got too much going on now, but this summer, we can't get into the all-time greatest viral video / audio moments because those are all great.
Yeah. We'll call it the Michael Scott Awards because it makes you that uncomfortable. Let's talk right now about GimmeTheVin.com. My man, John Clay Wolf, GimmeTheVin.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, there's one way. It's go to GimmeTheVin.com. You know what? And you might want to sell it. I don't care if you want to sell it. Do you want to sell it to the dealership? You want to trade it in? That's great. That's all fine and good. You want to find out? You want to sell it to CarMax? Okay. I don't get it. But okay. If you want to sell your car to CarMax, that's fine. If you want to get less for your car, that's great. Because John Clay Wolf guarantees that he will beat CarMax's offer. He says, okay, if I can't beat it, I'm going to send you $100. That's a guarantee, people. That's what I'm talking about. That's what John Clay Wolf does every single day. So if you're looking for the best way to sell that car, John Clay Wolf says, go to GimmeTheVin.com and I will give you more. It literally takes seconds. You can put in your license plate or you can put in your VIN number, whatever the case may be. Whatever it is, you tell them what, you know, the make and model. You tell them what kind of condition it's in. And you're going to get a response of how much your car is worth. And then you go armed with that. You go tell your buddy, hey, look, I can get this much. Or you go to CarMax, say, I can get this much. And you know what they'll say? Well, go get that because I can't pay you that because John Clay Wolf is going to pay you more. All at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8:16:17 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead on the show, we're going to have Matt Bowen. He's going to join us in an hour from now, as a matter of fact. Seven-year NFL veteran. NFL writer and analyst. We're going to do that. Right now, though, we're doing Boom Goes the Dynamite. If you haven't, if you haven't heard it in a while, I haven't heard it in a while. It's so uncomfortable. I'm not a big cringe guy. A lot of times I have to shut off Ricky Gervais or
curb your enthusiasm.
Curb.
If you never watched The Office, the BBC version, now yeah. Michael Scott is great.
Michael Scott.
And he's very
but
cringy.
Ricky Gervais
too.
Is.
David Brent, Ricky Gervais's character. I just think, I don't know, well, they're on the same level, but I mean, it's unbelievable cringe. Larry David, yeah, you struggle with it. I did too when I first heard this, but you've also been in the position that this kid's been in before.
I've had probably worse. Well, I don't know about worse. This is the best. No, this is the worst I've ever seen.
You told me at the time when we first heard it that you've had something that sounded like that.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've done really, really, really. I almost got I can tell the story. I was almost out of the business like a month into my career.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But
well, how come?
Well,
you just weren't.
Well,
good?
We got to play this. I could tell it after.
All right.
But here is Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no. And it's working. Okay. We're going to continue on now. The Ladies Cardinals will play an Iowa tournament starting this Friday.
Did you, is this an edited video or that's just how it sounds? That's just how it is. Because it's a video, so you can actually watch it. Yeah. Okay. So that's where the first confusion must have started, where whoever is on the prompter, it must not have been input properly. And this is where he must have had a realization, oh my God, I've got 4 minutes. Here he is. Let's keep going.
Before the Ball State baseball team kicks off its conference season this weekend, the Cards will battle an in-state rival, Indiana, tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both first Hoosiers are on the 4 on the year, and they have won 6 of its last 7 games. Tomorrow will be the game 3 at 3 p.m. Which, switching to Ball State men's tennis, it seems last week every week they have a player. Matt Lawrence is the latest Cardinals tennis player to win the award. Lamar won all the singles and doubles matches last week. So far, the Cardinals have had a player honored on the weekly awards. 7 out of the 9 weeks. The Cards will play at Boise State Invite this weekend. The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight against the New Jersey Nets and to strengthen their playoff hopes. The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup 94-85, which left the Pacers 1 game behind the Chicago in the 7th.
He's getting some.
He's got a little confidence.
Yeah.
You could hear it. Yeah. And then run it back about 5 or 10 seconds. Listen to him get his confidence where he thinks, all right, here we go.
Here we got it.
Then it shuts down again. I think he can't read a prompter. I think the prompter must be going too fast.
He was so nervous, he was just missing words.
Okay, here you go. Let's go back.
Here we go.
Matt Lawrence is the latest Cardinals tennis player to win the award. Lamar won all the singles and doubles matches last week. So far, the Cardinals have had a player honored on the weekly awards. 7 out of the 9 weeks. The Cards will play at Boise State Invite this weekend. The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight against the New Jersey Nets and to strengthen their playoff hopes. The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup 94-85, which left the Pacers 1 game behind the Chicago in the 7th series.
He almost had a sentence right.
Let's check out the highlights.
Here we go.
Steven Jackson's David.
You can hear the announcer behind him.
Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a 3, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Okay.
The final score.
You got to pause again.
Right, that's all.
Passes it to the man, and boom goes the dynamite. So he's trying to speak over. No, you have to let it go for the very end. You forgot the very end where the girl goes, all right, thanks, Brian. So right now what he's doing is he's commenting over the video, and then he goes, Reggie Miller, pass it to the man, and boom goes the dynamite. And this is at the beginning. Now, this is in 2005-ish. This is when ESPN was truly like Stuart Scott, Craig Kilborn, Kenny Mayne. It was like catchphrases. That was the big deal. Right. And he like, boom goes dynamite is going to be my jam. I'm going to ESPN. So he introduced Boom Goes Dynamite. So let's keep going. It's going to finish up and then listen to the very end.
Steven Jackson's David. Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a 3, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite. The final score is ended up with the Pacers 63 to the Nets 61.
That was not the
Associated
final
Press
no.
of the All-American First Team in College baseball was announced today at Utah's 7-foot sophomore, center Andrew Bogut, was the leading vote getting, receiving 61st place votes. Bogut, who is an Australian native, received very little attention in the presentation in the preseason, but averaged 20 points and 12 rebounds a game for Utah. The four other players joining Bogut on the AP team are senior forward Wayne Summers and Kansas, and Hakan Warwick of Syracuse, junior guard J.J. Redick of Duke, and sophomore guard Chris Paul of Wake Forest rebounded out the list.
Rebounded out.
Let's
the
check
list.
Out some of the scores tonight.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for that look into sports, Brian. And when we come back, we'll have one final look at weather. Stay tuned.
It dawns on me that, all right, thanks again for that look into sports, Brian. Is a catchphrase that could be used right now when somebody says something like when you said, neat stuff. That could be used for somebody who says something screws up. All right, thanks again for that look into sports, Brian. I may have to bring that back and use that.
Uh-huh.
I may have to use that as a catchphrase.
Yep.
How bad, it actually ended up being worse than I remembered.
It was, yes. He didn't get
and
through
And I heard
a
it
sentence.
A lot of times, but I didn't realize how it was so bad. Like, I thought maybe there was a good patch.
No, there was none.
And when I say good patch, like 20 seconds, there wasn't more than 3 seconds.
So I was at KNAZ, Northern Arizona, in Flagstaff. My first job, I was a photographer, and the weekend sports guy left. So that's my job. I got it. I'm going to be the weekend sportscaster. So I got the weekend sportscasting job, and I was so bad. I couldn't get, I would be reading, and all of us, I would stutter, and it was, it was awful. It was awful. And I knew it, and I was after the third one, right after the news director calls me and says, listen, we can't keep doing this.
No.
Yeah.
How did you get the job?
He said, well, I got the job because I went there and I was a photographer and I was there and I actually put together packages.
They must have seen you do something.
No, I haven't been on the set. But I did stand-ups and I did. I did some reporting. Yeah, but anchoring is much different.
Was it nerves?
So anyway, yeah, it was all nerves.
Oh, okay.
So, even if I would just choke, I'd just... And so he said, listen, we can't keep you doing this. Well, it turned out, the next week I go, don't worry, I'm going to get it. And I got it. And I nailed it. And I had a great sports cast. And it was... it was funny. It was all good. It was great. And it was unbelievable. Well, one of the reporters tells me, hey, there's a sports director job open in Lafayette. You should apply for it. And I was like, yes. I had one tape. I sent the one tape. They flew me out there. They wined and dined
you
me.
You used your best
my tape. My only tape. The only thing I had. The only thing. They offered me the job. They were like, oh, my God, they're awesome.
It was literally like they got a highlight, like they drafted somebody off of a
one,
highlight reel.
Highlight reel.
Hey, look at these five good plays I had.
So I drive the family out. We go, I get on the set the first day at Channel 3 in Lafayette, and I go. And they were like, what the hell? And it was so bad, but it got better. It got better.
You immediately tricked him.
Yeah.
Like you immediately. Yes.
It was all false pretenses. That whole job, I got the job under false pretenses.
So they had to.
I had a contract, 3-year deal. They were like, oh my God, what did we do? So
you catered it.
Yep.
You had a good preseason,
which
is your tape. And then immediately they realized, oh my God.
What did we do?
Did you just hear that?
Yeah. And then I told you, my wife, that's how, know how I met Wendy.
Yeah.
She was running the teleprompter one show.
For you?
For me. She was doing it for it was her first day. She just got out of LSU. She came to, she was working at Channel 3. She's putting in, okay, hey, Wendy, while you're here, just do the teleprompter. she did the teleprompter for the news. It gets to me, and it, now all of a sudden I'm reading, and there's nothing there. And I'm like, I didn't know where I was on my pages, and I was looking up and down. I was like, boom goes the dynamite guy. When it ended, the sportscast ended, I went, who the f- is back there, can't run a teleprompter? What is wrong with you? And she
goes, shut up, stutters.
She's like, oh. By then I was okay. She was like, that was me. I'm sorry. I was like, oh.
God.
End up marrying her.
Yeah.
I ended up marrying her.
Now she says that about you.
Yep.
Who the left these shoes here?
Right.
These golf shoes and these empty cans.
And these Coors Light cans all over. It's 828 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. QC Kinetics is also a great story.
It is. It's actually a really great story because QC Kinetics is a company who is doing some amazing things with biological therapy. And biological therapies are all natural treatments. And what they do is they take the place of steroids and surgery. A lot of people just have defaulted for years and years. And I understand why before there was a QC Kinetics, why they may have defaulted to this. But I'm telling you now, there's really no reason. Regenerative treatments are available where they can rebuild the tissue. And if you are somebody who suffers from knee pain, shoulder pain, arthritis, hip, back issue, joint pain that won't go away, you need to check out these new treatments because they have astonishing patient satisfaction reports. I did the research on it myself, and we have my wife going for treatments on her knee. We're going to start that up in about a month, see if we can get her ready for the Berlin Marathon as well. They can actually help your body restore and repair itself, which is amazing. What's even more amazing, there's no downtime, there are no drugs, and once again, there is no surgery. Call right now to schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. You need to learn more about biological therapies that can really make a huge impact on your quality of life. Then this is the phone number, 713-913-5285. Don't wait. Call today. It's QC Kinetics.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Interesting tweet. I'm not going to read it all, but Jeremy says this. James Klick has burned over $13 million. Yeah, it's actually $13.5 million in salary this year between Jake Odorizzi and Pedro Baez. These guys are essentially non-playable. I think he's right. Jake Odorizzi is almost getting to the point where you can't start him again. A dude couldn't get – he walked four of his first five guys, hadn't gotten an out. He couldn't get – he got through two-thirds of an inning. You had to pull him. He's really – he's lost all confidence, and for good reason. He just doesn't have stuff. I don't – and Pedro Baez is just a – he's a pitch – holy crap, he's throwing beach balls up there.
You got some guys who just have, who don't have, I mean, Odorizzi's time is coming gone, I think. Baez just physically is just obviously not coming back from where he was. That's bad. That's bad money. That's dead money. Was that a Click guy? Odorizzi and Baez?
Both of them. Both free agents along with Goodrum.
Oh, Clicky. Do what you had. Listen. Don't CYA these guys. You think that, I got to keep them on there because I'm going to look bad with Jim Crane if we have to cut them. You're going to look worse if you look like a guy who won't make moves that are best for the team.
So Montero looks like a good buy right now.
Yeah, so far.
Well, buy. He was in the Toro trade.
No, but he's an addition. I mean, yeah.
Right. Stanek looks like a good buy right now. Maton looks like a good buy right now. Right? And by buy, I mean acquisition. We'll see on Ronel Blanco. We'll see what he brings to the table. Nerys looks like a good buy. right?
Yeah.
But the but
I mean, once again, it's early.
But the but if the overall grade for James Click's moves has to be a it's a negative, because Odorizzi was supposed to be a that was a big acquisition, and now it's a gigantic waste of money. He's making $8 million. His adjusted salary is $8 million this year, and Baez is five. Yikes, that's a lot of wasted money right there. $13.5 million to an organization that values, you know, listen, they're getting great return on Luis Garcia and Yordan and Tucker, and Fromber is only making $3 million this year. I'm assuming that those guys are all going to turn it around. None of those guys are performing this year. I'm assuming that they're all going to turn it around, and I'm not giving up on any of those guys.
Well, there is such a thing as talented players who are just in a little, you know, yeah, it takes a downtime. That's no big deal. There's another thing like Jake Odorizzi, who right now does not have the talent to be a top five pitcher for a quality team like the Astros. That just looks to be the case based on last year and so far this year. If he turns around, I'd be shocked, because he's not having people swing and miss on a regular basis. So it's not like he just, you know, can't locate. It's not like he's getting squeezed. He doesn't have stuff that people swing and miss at. How's that changing?
Yeah. I mean, we accuse Garrett Cole of the spider tech. Are we thinking it's the same thing about Fromber too? Because let's face it, he was really, really good for a while after he got the psychologist.
Fromber had some dominant moments.
And he had last still had year. Yeah, in the playoffs against the Red Sox.
Well,
he
here's
was
the
unbelievable.
Thing: it's real easy for baseball people to find out. They go look at spin rates, because the big what people have been able to do, and I think it's probably available publicly, is people have already pointed out what the spin rate was for Garrett Cole pre and post. So if there's an issue with Fromber, I think people will see the same thing. I think Fromber, the way he releases it, I think Fromber probably gets spin rate whenever he wants. It's not a matter of, you know, Fromber doesn't have a hard breaking pitch. Fromber, like a slider, he does throw a slider, but Fromber is just based on location. So I don't think that has anything to do with spider tech. And it's never come up with him. No one's ever talked about his spin rate. Because I saw an article where they pointed out three or four pitchers whose spin rates had changed drastically. Fromber's name wasn't in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Fromber wasn't a dude in 19. He was a dude in limited 20. He was a dude for chunks of 21. Garrett Cole was a dude in 19. He was the best pitcher in baseball and only got beat in the Cy Young by another of the best pitchers in baseball, both with the Astros. So I think some of it was spider tech. I think some of it is he's mentally not as tough as people think.
So where is James Click in your mind?
I mean, I think he's still trying to prove it. I mean, Leno built this house. James Click is just trying to maintain it. Yep. And I'm telling you,
maintenance
gets tougher when James Click built guys up and then didn't have to worry about players leaving when he was here. James Click took over, and it's when maturation deals or, you know, the contracts are maturing and it's time for a new contract. That's a whole different type of game. Trying to maintain a good team and figure out the salary and stuff, that's not something that really Jeff Leno had to do. His whole thing was a build out.
Yep. He had to build he built it out. Now he's maintaining it.
I'm not impressed with Click. I can tell you that.
Okay. Rank right now in your trust factor the three GMs.
Oh, man, that's actually a really good question. I'll go Caserio because he's been basically in that job for 20, well, not 20 years, but for about 10 years. So I would go Caserio, Stone, Click. Wait, am I going Stone over Click?
So far,
Well, once again, Stone is at a kind of an easy, it's not, I don't want to say it's easy, but this is like, there's no expectations.
Yeah.
You got high picks. Like, this is where you have a chance to
grow
your reputation.
Well, same with Caserio right now. If Caserio screws up these picks, they're in a lot of trouble.
So both of those guys, that's true. Caserio right now, it's hard to screw up because you have early picks. For Rafael Stone, I don't want to say it's hard to screw up, but there's nowhere to go but up for Nick Caserio and Rafael Stone. That's one of the things that I know people have, like, you know, like, oh, Lance, you Daryl Morey, this, that, and the other. But I really had an appreciation for his ability to maintain a level of high-end competitiveness for that long. That is not easy in a cap-based sport. And when you're constantly flipping out pieces, that's a really hard thing to do, to have new iteration of the Rockets for as long as he did. It's hard. And James Click is finding out how hard it is. Because Click so far, that ain't it. Now, I think Click doesn't have moves where he can wow us also. What can Click do to wow us? Hang on to – the biggest moves are Jim Crane's decisions, not James Click's.
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. But free agent signings like Odorizzi, like Baez, like Neres, like the trade of Toro. I mean, those are important.
We recognize good moves. They don't have to be giant moves to be good
moves. And Graveman was a good move for a while, and then he ran out of steam. In the postseason, but Montero looks like a very good.
But you
got to
do what's best for the team. You can't cover your own ass with pitchers who aren't getting it done. If you missed, you missed. Move on. And don't just sit and keep trying to say, well, let's just keep it going with Odorizzi. Or, you know, if Dusty wants to keep it going, you say no. The guy's just not good enough. Well, let's go in a different direction. That's the GM's job to make the roster better, and he's got some roster issues that need to be fixed.
When we come back, we're going to give away a $100 Disney gift card. So you are listening, and you are a benefactor of our generosity. Well, my generosity. So we're going to do that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking about Doc Linville. We're talking about the hair, the greatness that is the hair that Doc Linville will bestow upon you. And you're the benefactor there of great hair. That happens every day. It happens with Doc Linville. It happens because Doc Linville has a great process. He's got a process in which you are going to take hair from the side and back of your head, and you're going to put it up on top. And it's not going to be painful like the other ones. If you didn't done this before, they cut the nerves, and it's just so painful. That's not the way they do the neo-grafting. It was a four-hour process for me, and I got hair. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. I have hair, and it's all because of Doc Linville. So if you're looking for hair, if you're sick of not having hair, Doc Linville has the process for you. But you're the one that's got to start the process. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell and Lance tomorrow on the show. I'm off. Big event.
Actually, see me. He goes, the man on high keeps blessing me.
So Dell will be in studio. You'll be in New York. Yep. We won't see you again for a while because then you head to L.A. You get that beautiful flight. Everybody loves that flight.
Well,
New York to L.A.
I'm New York to Houston, Houston to L.A.
Oh, God, that's even worse.
Yeah, it's going to be a 9 hours of flights.
Why didn't you just go direct?
I had already set up this is before they told me I was coming on Sunday. So, league says you're coming on Sunday. You're coming on Sunday. I could have come on Monday morning at taking a flight at like 6 o'clock.
But they were letting you change your flights for no charge. You could have just flown direct if you just wanted to change it.
No, they actually, this was one of the direct flights. There is no direct flight.
From New York to L.A.?
Mm-mm. Not on United.
Really?
They're all stopovers.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I would think they'd have two flights a day from New York to L.A.
I mean, I would think so too, but it was they were all stopovers. And this was actually the one where I could fly with my wife. The one I was on, I was like, man, this is the best one. It's an hour and 20-minute delay, although I'm a little concerned. I got to get my bag off of that flight and get it onto this other flight. So, a little concerned.
You can't just tell them to connect it.
I don't think so.
You might be able to at the gate. When you check in, you might.
I could take on.
Then you got to go through.
I may just check in. I may bring two small bags. Like have my wife bring one. I don't know. We got to figure it out because I'm going to be there. Like, I'm on the road for 11 days. You ever tried packing for 11 days?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have, but I haven't, and it's going to be a heckler.
Well, maybe, yeah, 9 days.
But the NFL Network does stuff that I never even, like, I don't even know is possible. They sent me a return label. One of the people from Wardrobe said, here, go buy a box from FedEx, a wardrobe box, and then hang all your stuff in it, and then here's, we'll ship it overnight to L.A. So I just shipped all my clothes
good.
I'm going to send, you know, the hanging clothes.
Well, then you don't need all that.
I sent that. Yeah, so that takes some of the hassle, but I got to figure out how I'm bringing stuff because, look, I started Better Call Saul. Not that I have to pack Better Call Saul, but, of course, now I have to deal with week-by-week TV again instead of all the movie available.
Has this new season started?
It's on AMC. AMC, I watched first two episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
They flash back to the twins or the brothers or the cousins.
Yeah, the cousins.
From the Salamancas. Yeah. They're not nice. Badass. They're still not Badass. Nice. Love yeah, you kind of see them.
It. I'm watching the last season, season five, over again.
Probably not a bad idea, but I didn't, and I picked it up quickly. Yeah. They have the, although they show, like in every one of these, they show, because it's been at least two, three years on Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
So they show,
they
show at the beginning, they show previously on Better Call Saul, and I remember watching going, oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that. It's not a bad idea to watch your previous episode. Previous season.
We want you to watch. Moon Knight. So
this
here's
is
what we're going to do.
A lot of good pub.
Yeah.
Moon Knight.
When Stephen Grant, a mild mannered gift shop employee, becomes plagued with blackouts and memories of another life, he discovers he has multiple personalities and shares a body with ruthless mercenary Mark Spector. Marvel Studios invites you into the unique and mysterious world of Moon Knight, a globe-trotting, mind-bending original series only on Disney Plus. Now, at exactly 9 o'clock, you call 713-780-3776 to win a $100 Disney gift card courtesy of Disney Plus's Moon Knight. And it'll be caller number six at 713-780-3776, exactly 9 o'clock. So all of you that are following on all the different platforms, everybody's got a chance at the $100 gift card. There you have it. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Jose Altuve is on the DL. At first, Dusty said, well, probably was not that big a deal. And so he wasn't on the DL immediately. But it's retroactive, so it really doesn't matter. Here's Dusty on putting Jose Altuve on the IR.
Well, you know, we didn't think that, you know, he'd be ready to go in a week. And, you know, it's a 10-day IL, and then we'll reevaluate him from there. You know, he was disappointed, and he apologized, you know, but you don't have to. And, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. And, you know, sometimes you can't help it. And this guy's been a rock. I mean, he's played every day for a number of years, and hopefully, you know, he didn't hurt too badly, and you know, he'll be all right. Hopefully, within a couple of weeks.
Was it more severe than maybe you?
No, it was probably less severe, because I've seen guys pull hammies, and then they got to carry him off the field, and you know. Some of them can last 4 to 6 weeks. And invariably, guys try to come back too soon. And I've seen that 100 times. They try to come back. Oh, I feel great. They feel great running around, doing it. And as soon as they have to bust it, then it comes back again. So we just want to make sure that this doesn't come back anymore, because he's such a vital part of this team.
It is so Altuve to apologize for going on the IR. It is so Altuve.
I know. It really is.
I'm sorry. I mean, that is so Jose Altuve. The offense should have apologized for the way they looked against. Now, he is Ohtani, and he's great, and all blah, blah, blah. Well, the offense got one hit.
Yeah.
Jason Castro was the guy who got the hit in the sixth inning, breaking up the perfect game. Here's Jason Castro on Odorizzi's performance and Ohtani's performance.
You see from the first inning there from Jake Late. Just wasn't able to get his control under.
Yeah, I mean, his stuff was actually really good tonight. That's kind of the disappointing thing. you know, he just had some really close misses pretty much the whole outing. I know it's frustrating for him, but if you just look at, like, the quality of his stuff, I mean, it's definitely there. So, you know, I don't think he's far off from getting right back onto where he wants to be and where he's definitely capable of being.
Cool. Is he?
What about Ohtani? I know you were part of a perfect game on the wrong side before. Was that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think there's video. Was that creeping into y'all's heads at all, just the way he was
so playing? I actually didn't realize that it was a perfect game. I knew there was a no-hitter, obviously, but I was not 100% sure if somebody had walked or not. But you want to break that up as quickly as you can. You know, he's an incredibly gifted player on both sides of the ball, but, you know, he was definitely on tonight, you know, mixing his speeds. That backdoor slider, he could pretty much throw at will, and then his split was obviously very effective. So a very tough mix of pitches, and, you know, that's what makes him difficult.
Yeah, well, two things there. Did it look like that Odorizzi's really close to you, that he's not that far off to you?
Not to me.
What I mean, you're not
I'm not a catcher in the big leagues.
No.
Admittedly. Apparently, his stuff's really good, so that's not a problem. This is what good stuff looks like,
mm-hmm.
So you know. If it's good, I had a major league catcher tell me it's good, the stuff's good.
Well, it is his teammate. So
no,
it
no.
makes it a little
That's
bit...
That's an objective... That was an objective commentary.
I'm not sure Castro's all that...
I'm going to assume that he is not a liar, that he wouldn't lie to me
intentionally. No, he's a good teammate. It's called being a good teammate.
Okay.
All right.
And so what I was just told by a major league catcher with years of experience is that this is what good stuff looks like, that he's got good stuff. Oh, okay. So when you... All right, so when I hear the phrase, like, let's just say I was watching baseball for the first time. Hey, what's this... You always hear this phrase, good stuff. What does that mean? And Jason Castro would say, did you watch tonight, the Angels? Oh, was that like the Asian pitcher who also hit? Is that good stuff? Yeah, but also the Astros pitcher.
The guy who gave up six in the first.
So what happened? Like, I don't know baseball. So did he get voted off the game? Like, did the fans get to vote him out? Or because his stuff, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do the fans vote you out, or is there a limited amount of... Because I know he threw a lot of pitches. Like, if you have good stuff, are you allowed to stay in? Because the other guy got to stay in with... I assume that's considered good stuff. What about the guy that got kicked out of the game so early and voted off the team or whatever the fans do there? Is that also good stuff?
Yes, that's also good stuff.
No, it's not good stuff.
So is he close to having his... Like, being back on track?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, it's exactly what I just said.
Mm.
He's very close to being on track. You can see it. The stuff's good.
Well, baseball's a game of inches, right? I mean, yeah. If he was like just fine an inch or so, you know, either way, those guys wouldn't hit the ball that hard.
Like,
he would have been throwing strikes if he was like two or three inches closer.
Do these guys know they're being recorded and other people will hear this?
Yeah.
You just told us Jake Odorizzi has his good stuff.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Was it bad form for Goodrum to try to bunt in the sixth inning?
I know baseball people don't
love
it.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't catch one and brighten them.
I know baseball people don't love it, but it was a close game at that point.
No, it wasn't. It was 6-0.
That's considered a no-no.
6-0.
To me,
that's a bad form.
Yeah, but listen, the Astros have scored 6 runs in an inning more than once in their lives. That's not crazy that the Astros could get something started and with that lineup.
Not in the sixth inning, you don't get a perfect game started with a bunt. You don't. Not a 6-0 game.
Don't care. That's
if it's a 1 or 2-0.
Your perfect game is not my priority. Me winning a game is my priority.
Yes.
That's how it should be looked at. Do you have that? Do you keep that same energy with, hey, you're not supposed to keep passing when you're up? Because 6-0 would be the equivalent of 28-0 in the third quarter. Do you keep that same energy that you say they shouldn't keep passing?
6-0 is probably greater than 28-0.
Not for the Astros.
Against that's if you have negative yards.
But his innings.
If you have negative yards offensively, maybe
pitch,
it's 28-0.
But his pitch count is going. Okay, so if it's 31-0, that's 28. I mean, 6 is not insurmountable. That's not insurmountable. 28 is not insurmountable. Do you tell teams to stop scoring?
No.
To me, the Astros still have a chance to win. Okay.
Eighth, but a bunt is different than trying to score.
I would agree with you.
I would agree with you in
the eighth or ninth. I would agree with you in the ninth for sure. In the sixth, no. It's on. All means necessary. We can't do this. We don't do unwritten rules here, but we do them here. You either have unwritten rules or you don't.
There's nothing equatable in football to a bunt in a perfect game.
Yeah, there is. Don't keep scoring.
That's not
true. The team don't keep passing all the time. Don't keep passing if you're the team score. What I'm saying is it looks different, but it's you're told don't keep scoring. Mike Leach says it's your job to stop me.
That's not the same. It's like no. It's not the same.
I know
because if you're up 6-0. And you're trying to keep on scoring, then that's
different. No. You're not understanding what I'm saying. It's considered. This is not considered inside. It is an unwritten rule that you're not supposed to keep scoring. I'm saying unwritten rules. Sixth inning to me, there's still lots of baseball. Six, seven, eight, nine. You got 4 innings to score 6 runs. I don't want to hear 6 runs. I'm not allowed to bunt. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Six
I
innings. I mean, I'm trying to score.
I'll tell you this. My fans didn't score. Like it. The fans that they booed their own guy.
Good. I don't
of course
care.
It is. It's not really their own guy.
They also booed whenever they walked. Whenever Larry Durker was trying to beat the Giants and walk Barry Bonds, they booed. I don't care. No. It's not your job.
Right.
Not Larry Durk.
Yeah, Larry
was
Durker.
It Dirk in 2001? Was Dirk?
Yep.
Yeah, it was Dirk. Yeah.
Yep. No. I remember that. I booed him too. It's 9 o'clock. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Actually, do we have a winner? We got a winner. We got a winner for our card. So it's 9 o'clock. It's 9:01 right now, as a matter of fact. And you guys called in and got a $100 gift card. Congratulations. Who was the winner? What was the name?
Derek.
Nice job. Way to go. See? Look, it pays to listen to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And it also pays to call Scott McGrath if you have any. Listen, you don't have to have bugs to call Scott McGrath. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you call Scott McGrath, you won't have any bugs. They come every quarter or so, and what they do is they kill any chance that those bugs have of getting into your home. And I'm telling you, if you need a termite inspection, not everybody does a termite inspection. They do at McGrath Pest Control. They did ours. They did ours at our house before we bought the house. Had Scott McGrath over. Also got the mosquito murdering system. We were sitting outside the other night, as a matter of fact, and the mosquito murdering system came out and was like, holy crap, look at that. And it's awesome. We did not have a worry in the world of a mosquito bothering our night out in the backyard. And you know why? Because of the mosquito murdering system that Scott McGrath has. And trust me, these mosquitoes are coming, people. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot for a while, and you are going to have mosquitoes in your backyard, and you don't want mosquitoes in your backyard. So install the mosquito murdering system, 281-469-8240, and then make sure that you don't have any bugs in your house and have Scott McGrath come, and every quarterly they spray, and you don't have to worry about that anymore. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.